sees Whitney Mercilus is put together. How do you feel like he's done with all the extra blocking attention that's come his way and just kind of the way he's played?
He's had a good year. He had a good game last week. Had three TFLs, had a few quarterback hits. You know, we love coaching Whitney. You know, he's a very hardworking guy, great teammate, does whatever's asked of him. Just a guy that does his job, doesn't make excuses, like just does his job. You know, we really enjoy coaching Whitney. Follow up? Oh.
Could you talk?
Bill, you and the Packers are one of the few teams who still use a fullback regularly on offense.
Yeah.
What value do you see in that position, and what about Jay Prosh specifically?
Right. No, we definitely see value in the position. Obviously, a fullback on your roster has to be a contributor on special teams because you're probably only going to use that type of personnel on offense maybe 10 to 15 times, maybe, in a game. And Jay's done a nice job for us on special teams. The fullback brings a certain toughness to your team. Jay's a very tough individual, tough football player. Jay's had a good year for us. He's earned a game ball in one game for his lead blocking. Very unselfish player. Another guy, doesn't make excuses, just goes out there and tries to do his job to the best of his ability. Very, very tough kid. So the value of it is, Sarah, that there's a lot that goes into it. I would say that I always use it this way, and I guess I'll leave it to you to figure out. It calms the game down when the fullback is in the game. That's how I see it. I forget, but it was recent.
Bill.
God, he stumped me on that one. A couple games ago.
Could you talk about the kind of you go from Carr to Rivers to Rodgers with Luck coming up the stretch of quarterbacks you're going up against, and what is it that makes Rodgers so good?
It's a very tough stretch, John. These guys are excellent quarterbacks. They've been doing it for a long time. They're accurate. They're all unique. Aaron Rodgers is one of the most unique quarterbacks, in my opinion, to ever play the game. He brings an athleticism to the position that's very difficult to defend. He can maneuver in the pocket like no other quarterback that I've seen. As far as his ability to, when something breaks down, he doesn't just fly out of there. He may just move to the right or to the left or backwards or forwards and make more time for him on the play. He can run. He's a great scrambler. He can make every pass, imaginable. I mean, he can do it with both feet off the ground, with both feet in the ground. Guy's a great player. And so it's a big challenge for our team. Our team is excited about the challenge, but they know that it's a big challenge.
Hey, Bill, more on Rodgers a little bit. Everybody knows how good he is. He may not be as mobile this Sunday with the hamstring situation. Can you just talk about the emphasis on getting this pass rush going and disrupting
him a little
bit on
Sunday?
Yeah,
I think the big thing is, like, you can emphasize it. You know, you have to emphasize a pass rush every week. I mean, in the end, you know, you have to be able to rush the passer every single week. I think sometimes, though, depending on who you're playing, you have to really emphasize the integrity of the rush, the discipline of the rush. That's what's important against guys like Rodgers, that if you just go in there with no plan and you know, you're just going to fly around and not stick to the plan, whatever that plan is. For us, we have a multiple plan, always every week a different plan, but it's got to be very disciplined, if that makes sense. And so every week you have to rush the passer. You have to try to affect the passer in this league. That's a big part of any defense in this league. But every week's a little bit different based on the skill set of that quarterback.
Bill, I don't know if you had a chance to look at the shoes all around the room here, but this is the week that that players can wear cleats,
right,
promoting special charitable causes. How cool do you think this all is?
I think it's great. I think that the players are really excited about it, to be able to wear shoes that they love, but also contribute to their favorite charities. You know, I think our players, and I think obviously it's led by Mr. McNair, our players really contribute to the community as much as, if not more than, any organization in this league. Our guys do so many different things around the community, and it's nice to be able to, with the shoes, highlight the causes that are important to these guys. You know, you've got causes ranging from domestic violence to special needs children, and I think you guys know me long enough, you know, John, and you guys, you know, to know that, you know, a lot of those causes are near and dear to me, you know, breast cancer and cancer as a whole. So I think it's great for our players to be able to do that.
Speaking of charity, I wondered if you saw the huge donation that JJ made to the kid in the Woodlands that was injured, and what do you think about him continuing to help out the way he does?
Yeah, I just heard about that, Christy. I didn't know anything about that. Obviously, that doesn't surprise me at all. JJ's somebody that cares very much about, like I just was talking about, the community, individual kids. JJ loves high school football. I don't know if you read the article that came out a couple weeks ago, just talking about his high school football coach and playing high school football, and I'm sure he feels horrible about what happened to that young man. And so I think it doesn't surprise me at all, and I think there's, for every one story that you hear about JJ doing that or Brian Cushing or any other player, there's probably 10 other stories that you've never heard about, and I think that's what makes it pretty neat.
Does the secondary have to play better against Rodgers than the last two games? And I understand there's pass rush and everything, but do they have to play better?
Well, you know, they're throwing for 262 yards a game. I think we have to challenge people. I think I don't know if it's – I think every week's different, John. So I don't want to analyze this week, that week, any other week, you know, talking about last week. I just think that we have to do a good job of mixing it up. We have to do a good job of, you know, basically not showing our hand and try to play hard, try to play clean. Try to play the way the game's being officiated early on. We've got a good official this game, Gene Steratore, would be a good official. I have a lot of respect for Gene, and but it's going to be a tough game. I mean, everybody's got to play well.
Andre Howe, is he going to be doing anything today, or what's going on with him?
I think he's just dealing with something illness-wise. I think he's going to be fine, though, Aaron.
Hey, Coach, you seem to emphasize that in your training camps the hurry-up offense. From the beginning, and it seemed like in the first year you utilized it more. Is it fair to say you're not utilizing it as much this year, and can you go into the reasons kind of why and what goes into that?
Yeah, we have used it some this year. It's a great question. Probably haven't used it as much as I would like to. Probably need to use it more. You know, on the road, no huddle offense is not easy because of the crowd noise and the communication that has to take place. But when we have used it, we have different types of no huddle. When we have used it, it's worked out well. It's been pretty productive for us. So, you know, we're always going to go into a game with some type of no huddle, whether it's 2 minute or whatever the no huddle mode might be for each game. But it's probably a good idea to try to use it some more.